Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob. And this is a Friday. Oh, another week. And just 2 days away from the Sabbath. Amen. Well, we've come to story 15 in our excursion through the stories of Jesus. The Jesus stories, we call them. 15. We're at our 15th story. Just think about where we've been. We started with God's promise to Israel. You remember that? It was the prophet Isaiah. From there, we went to the angel Gabriel, the birth of Jesus. Remember this? The boyhood of Jesus, John the Baptist, Jesus in the wilderness, the beginning of the mission, Jesus in Galilee, the miracles of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus and John the Baptist, parables and miracles in Galilee, the feeding of the multitude, and, completed yesterday, disputes in the temple. Those were the first 14 Jesus stories, and now we're at number 15, the gathering storm. And we'll begin that today. Go for about 10 minutes, and then we'll leave you till Monday. Amen. So let's prepare our hearts to hear where the Spirit leads us, wherever the Spirit leads us. Amen. The gathering storm. In spite of the growing hatred and plotting of the Pharisees, Jesus went quietly with his work. Soon after healing the blind man, Jesus spoke again in parables to the people of Jerusalem and the places round about. He began with the story of the Good Shepherd. "In truth, I say to you," he told his listeners, "that if anyone does not enter the sheepfold by way of the door, but tries to climb in some other way, he is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the door is the true shepherd of the sheep. The watchman opens the door to him, and the sheep listen to his voice. The shepherd calls to his own sheep by name, for he knows them well and leads them out to pasture. And when he has led out his sheep, he goes in front of them to lead the way. They obey him and they follow him because they know his voice. But they will not follow a stranger, nor will they flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers." His listeners did not understand this parable. So Jesus said, "I am the door of the sheepfold, and you, the people, are the sheep. All those who try to enter the sheepfold without waiting for the doorkeeper to open the gate are thieves and robbers. They are the false teachers who try to call my sheep. But the sheep, not knowing their voices, will not listen to them. Yes, I am the door, and the only door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. He shall go in and go out, and he will find rich pastures. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come so that my sheep may have life and have it in abundance." Or let us say instead, that I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He that is hired, whose sheep are not his own, will not lay down his life for any of the flock. No, when the wolf comes, the hired shepherd leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them about. The false teacher is the hireling who cares not for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I will gather my sheep to me and guard every one of them. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. These are the Gentiles, and these also must I lead. They will hear my voice, and they will join the fold. Then shall there be one flock and one shepherd. And for my flock, I will lay down my life. Therefore, does the Father love me? Because I am laying down my life so that I may take it back again? No one is taking it from me. I am giving it of myself. I have power to give it, and I have power to take it back. This is the authority I have received from my Father. Again, there arose a division of opinion among the Jews because of these words. They could not understand everything he said, but they did understand that he had spoken of God as his Father. Many of them said, "He is possessed by a demon. He is mad. Why do you listen to him?" But others said, "These are not the words of a man who is possessed. And can a madman open the eyes of the blind?" Jesus went on his way, leaving them to their argument. One day, while he was teaching, a certain expert in the law got up to test him with hard questions, hoping to be able to trick Jesus into saying something that the Pharisees might use against him. "Master," he said, "what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" "Can you not answer that yourself?" said Jesus. "You know the law. What is written in it? How do you read it?" The lawyer answered, "In the law of Moses it is written, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.'" "You have answered rightly," Jesus said. "Do this, and you shall have eternal life. For these are the greatest of the commandments." His answer showed that he had come to uphold the law rather than destroy it. But the lawyer was not satisfied. "But who is my neighbor?" the man persisted. And Jesus answered with a parable. And we'll stop right there, kind of a teaser. And we'll hear that great parable on Monday. Until then, have a blessed Friday. If you're around town, don't forget Free Friday Market. Could use help today. At least visits, amen. Hope your Saturday is holy, and I hope your Sabbath is blessed. Talk to you again Monday. Amen.